I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
By the way, our segment with James Fegan is brought to you by Armbrust Plumbing. Now hiring. They're hiring. It's a place, if you've got some plumbing experience, hit them up. Visit WeHiringTex.com. A little ASMR for the people.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Slower. Do it slower.
Parkins and Spiegel are in the house. What's up, gentlemen?
I know that sound. That's 8.5 by 11. Good, crisp, clean, white.
Yeah.
8.5 by 11. You know, you can just hear the white.
Was that one page? Two pages?
That's a good question. One page.
Just that one page. Wow. You're a good grumbler.
Yeah, later, I'll open a Coke can.
Ooh,
on the air.
Ooh.
For the people.
It's crazy.
And take a sip.
Is this noise?
No, it's not working.
It's not coming through?
Not really.
Oh, that's the AirPods opening and closing.
It's opening and closing in case of AirPods. That's not an AMSR, ASMR.
I was just looking at things that, you know, like to recognize what the sound was.
Is it AMSR or ASMR?
ASMR. Audio sensory meridian response.
Is it S&M or M&S? I get confused.
BDS. Yeah, right. It's very confusing.
I get so confused.
Television's Lawrence Holmes, man. Looking good this weekend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun to be back over at NBC Sports Chicago.
Anything happened during the games?
No, not a thing. Not a thing. It was so quiet. And I just wish I would have had an analyst with me that had any sort of connection to Josh Donaldson.
Right.
I just wish I would have known someone who could shed some light on it. Man, Ozzy was fantastic this weekend.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, man. White Sox fans are very, very lucky.
Yep.
The broadcasters in this town, there's been a lot written about it. The play-by-play broadcaster is probably the best it's ever been in the history of the city.
And Danny, think about it. Like, oh, Benetti's got the day off. Here's Lynn Casper.
Right.
Here's Lynn Casper to do play-by-play for you on the television.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I mean, the young man has come a long way and has a lot longer that he can go.
Gordon?
Connor McKnight.
Oh, Connor's doing a great
Connor's
job.
I was texting with him yesterday, actually.
He's doing such a good job. And I happened to see on his Facebook this morning from yesterday, he said, called a game from Yankee Stadium today. Like, good for him with the picture.
Keenwa Jenkins is out here doing play-by-play and doing a great job of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you guys know I did a few games? Did you guys hear about that?
We heard about that. I don't remember who told me.
Never done a regular season.
I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Not a full regular
season. Yeah, not a full. You've done the fifth inning.
Yeah.
You got a fifth inning scheduled for this year?
Yeah. No, we just talked about it. There's one coming. There's one coming sometime. I was jealous. I saw Connor's post. I was like, oh, look at it. It's Yankee Stadium. Doing that. Games. But yeah, anyway, he sounds good.
Shout out to Joe Brand, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Brand, who's a longtime minor league broadcaster and a damn good one. And when he gets his shots, he's doing well, too. This town is deep at play-by-play.
It's very deep, but I think an accepted fact. But man, does any team on a local broadcast have the star power of analysts that White Sox pre and post has?
The greatest player in the history of the franchise.
And the most successful manager.
Correct.
With a national profile personality, right? Like Ozzie Guillen has been an analyst for Fox during the World Series.
And ESPN.
Right.
He's done the Spanish language.
And Frank has been a national analyst as well. Like
it's a good category. One of the categories is World Series winning manager currently doing pregame and postgame for the team he won with. And that's got to be a short list.
And interesting. Like, you know what I mean? It's a crazy combination because normally you can get one or the other. You know, maybe you get interesting, but you trade off with some Q rating.
Or you get
Q rating, but you trade off a little bit on interesting. They have both of them, man. It's crazy.
There was a really funny moment on Saturday where Benetti tosses to us, and you know, I'm there and I'm new, or I guess I'm renew. And he's like, oh, Ozzy's with his new friend Lawrence Holmes.
Let's go to the studio, see what's coming up on Subaru White Sox post-game live with Ozzy Guillen and his new friend Lawrence Holmes.
That's right. We are
all
here
friend.
Like 20 years.
New friend.
Known each other 20 years.
It was very, that was very pat on the head from Jason Benetti.
I loved it. I was treated great by everyone over there. And it was good to interact with Lynn and Gordon and Benetti and watching a game with Ozzy Guillen.
Man.
I joked about it on Twitter saying it's as great as you think it is.
Well, now you've been able in recent years to watch Bears games with Lance Briggs and Alex Brown and Matt Forte, you know?
And Olin.
I had a chance to watch a few Bears games with Doug Buffone and Ed Obradovich. That was pretty damn fun.
That's pretty cool, man.
It's like going to grad school.
Right. But when you get a chance to watch with people like that who know stuff.
I spent an NFL Sunday with Chris Carter. Just me, him, and Nick in his house with like three screens watching the whole league.
Oh, that'll work.
It was pretty awesome.
I bet it was.
It was pretty awesome.
And Carter will tell you stuff about what's going on, players.
Yeah, yeah. See, you know, they see the game in a way that we could only dream of.
Yeah.
I had this moment with Chris Carter when I went to Urlacher's Hall of Fame induction, where I was doing the show. They did like a radio row at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And something had happened, like Johnny Manziel, I think it was his first start in the CFL or something like that. And B-Mac was down there with me. And I was like, I don't know how anyone thought that this was going to be any better with Johnny Manziel. Like, I'm saying that, like, on the air. And Chris Carter walked by and he goes, football is hard.
And yeah. Just walked on. Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good funny distillation of what they do. Because they all want us to understand that, like, they made it look easy. And it looks easy when they sit in the chair that we then totally sit in and watch them. Like, yeah. Like, how many times has an analyst told you, either in a conversation on the radio or elsewhere, like when they get up to the booth, they're like, man, the game looks slow from up here. Lance Lynn just did it the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Lynn was terrific. Like,
he was great.
I really enjoyed him, and I enjoyed, like, because, you know, that's kind of a forced relationship. And he jumped in with both feet. It was entertaining and had fun stories. It was very enjoyable. Like, I really love that. And you're right, Danny. Like, these guys, what they see, Ozzy kept talking about the approach to Stanton. And I'm pretty sure he managed Stanton in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about
when he was Mike before he became Giancarlo.
Before he changed his name to Giancarlo, he was saying how if you want to get him out, you have to be aggressive inside.
Uh-huh.
And then, was it Cueto?
Keuchel first.
It was Cueto where Cueto went inside on him and then made him look crazy. Where he swung at the pitch that was in the left-handed batter's box.
Yes,
and
yes.
And Ozzy was like, that's what you have to do. He's like, he's uncomfortable with inside pitches, and you got to back that guy off the plate if you're going to get him out. Otherwise, he's going to hit the ball 400 feet.
Yep, because he's totally comfortable hitting it 400 feet the other way.
He really is.
He knows exactly what he's doing in that regard. Man, I love Cueto so much, and I caught some of the Yankees call with John Sterling, and Sterling was watching Cueto and just going, well, there's the Luis Tiant, and now that one, that's the Juan Marichal. You know, just like Cueto just messing with people. And he's so fun. He's so joyful. We're okay.
You just spilled your coffee.
Just a little bit. Aww. Just a little bit. But he's playing with so much joy. And when he clowns guys like Stanton and makes them look foolish, that is pitching, man.
How much of that do you think is sustainable, Spiegs?
Well, he's found a pattern. He's found a pattern that's sort of patternless. Like I don't know. The answer is I don't know how much of it is sustainable. Like, at some point, somebody might figure out what he's doing. I feel like if they're going off their old Johnny Cueto scouting reports, they're useless at this point.
Well, it's also because he's gotten the Juan Marichal, Luis Tiant. He's gotten it his entire career. Right, like that has been the comp, the modern day of that guy.
Well, but it's like Cueto. One pitch is like that, and one pitch is like a different guy, and one pitch is like a different guy. That's what I meant. Like it was like Sterling going through the Rolodex of these different guys.
But I'm just saying, like the when I covered him in Kansas City. Like, that was what everyone said. Like, the change up the delivery, not being predictable, that's what he's always gotten. And the stuff isn't necessarily what it's been, and we'll see if two starts turns into 22 starts. But it just basically has to, if it sustains itself until Lance Lynn comes back.
He's already paid for himself, right, Danny?
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking, right? Like, if it sustains itself until Lance Lynn comes back, then you have a decision. You will have a Keuchel-Cueto decision.
I think that's easy. Already made.
That's easy. And Steve Stone told you they already made it when he had the audacity to go hard.
Okay,
in my opinion.
But then he doesn't even really need to be good the rest of the season. He needs to be good until Lance Lynn comes back. Because if he falls off a cliff before Lance Lynn comes back, then maybe the decision hasn't already been made. But what
does that even look like? If he's bad for a start, he gets another one after that. If he's bad for two starts, he probably still gets another one after that.
I know. I'm just thinking Giolito. By the time Cease, then. Kopech, yep. Lynn, eventually, if Cueto is still serviceable, obviously this has been much better than serviceable, that's your time frame.
And even if he's bad, then you still have Velasquez as a fifth starter, yes. Which is fine.
Yeah,
right.
Totally fine.
So, I mean, I feel like that's your time frame.
Well, you know, like, why can't Cueto, with where his stuff is now, be what Zach Greinke has been on and off over the past couple of years? And that includes killing it in the playoffs and the World Series for Zach Greinke by being smart, by being varied, by using everything that he has and messing with people. Cueto's got that in him, in my opinion. So, yeah, this certainly could last.
Lot to do today, Lawrence. Today at 3 o'clock.
I heard.
This is going to be so fun.
I can't wait for this, guys. This is going to be some bang up radio right here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Joe Kelly in studio. We think for an hour. I can't wait, man. Such a big personality. He was electric with us for 15 minutes when we had him right after he signed. He cursed like three times.
Yeah.
Just super comfortable, super forthcoming. He's been teammates with everyone. He's seen everything. He's pitched in every type of situation.
He wrote an op-ed in the LA Times called "Baseball Isn't Boring" during the pandemic. And now that's kind of the mission that he's on, to remind people or explain to people how baseball isn't boring. So
they're giving away t-shirts at Cork and Carry.
Cork and Kelly.
That's right. They're changing the name.
It's 6 o'clock and Kelly.
Tonight.
Yeah. This evening, Cork and Kelly. And you know, look, it's, we got to find out about the Ethan Katz mound visit that turned his entire season around.
Got to talk to him about that pickoff. Dude. And what was Aaron Hicks doing?
That's what Joe Kelly was saying with those hands, wasn't it?
Yeah, because you're the tying run. What are you doing? Yeah. Why are you drifting that far off the base?
We're not sure, but we think that's what he was doing.
We assume it was towards Hicks and not some sort of celebratory thing to Josh Harrison. But yes, he will certainly weigh in.
Hey, if it was a celebration thing to Josh Harrison, I'm fine with that too.
That's great, but I like it better if it was towards Hicks saying, "What the F are you doing, man?
Did you forget that I know how to throw the ball to second base or that pickoffs are legal?
I'm a veteran. This is not my first game.
I had to turn around and throw the baseball.
Peripheral vision's a thing, dude.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. They have so many great personalities, and we'll talk about like the substance and the seriousness around what happened this weekend. And I know people are going to try to reverse engineer it and talk about it being like a jumping off point for the team, but I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle what they accomplished baseball wise this weekend.
Swept the doubleheader in Yankee Stadium.
Swept the doubleheader in Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. Kopech
was great. Amazing.
I mean, in any other universe, that is the lead story on every show in this town. People have been waiting for him to have that game in that spot, island game, national TV, that stadium.
He was efficient, man.
Like that is and think about what that means for them going forward. If he, and I know it's not the totality of their lineup, but there's Judge, there's Stanton, there's the short porch and right, there's Torres. Like, that was incredible.
He was so dominant, and you just saw it. Like, it's a thing of, like, with him, you can now see all of that confidence matched with that stuff. And it was breathtaking to behold, to watch him go, just say, you know what? Come and get it, boys, because you're not hitting this tonight. Like, that's a thing. And then, of course, Carl Ravage was very happy when they got a hit. Super happy, because he was in Aaron Boone's office earlier. and all that stuff. I'm usually not that dude, but I felt that last night. I felt my White Sox inferiority complex. Like, listen to his call when the Yankees get a hit off of Kopech.
Hey, when you're Mr. TV and you're on the broadcast crew, essentially, as you were this weekend, you're feeling a kinship and a proximity closeness to it that is affecting your opinion.
Maybe. All I know is that he got super excited when the no-hitter got broken up, and I ain't appreciate it, and a bunch of my White Sox brothers and sisters didn't need it.
How about wanted some offense in a scoreless game? Just wanted some offense in a scoreless game, perhaps?
All we're trying to do is get people to understand that we're from the South Side of Chicago.
You know what I'm doing? I'm defending the conversations I've had with Joe Buck. That's what I'm defending right now.
And you're defending that it's not Viskurgin anymore, right? Matt Viskurgin.
I'm so glad it's not.
Right? Is it? So, like, come on. Yes. Let's give Ravi a break. Shout out to Carl Ravi.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Shout out to Carl Ravage for simply not being Matt Viskurgin. Good job, Carl.
And they could have mic'd up anybody, and they mic'd up a White Sox. They mic'd up Pollock last night.
The guy has been there for 11 minutes.
There was not an anti-White Sox bias. That's funny, though.
I'm just saying.
Just
listen to the call.
Lawrence, that's the perfect response to. Well, I'm just saying.
I'm not saying.
Just in the way
We all felt it when the no-hitter got broken up.
It was there.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit.
That's so good.
I'm just saying.
Well, wait a minute now.
OJ Mahomes? That's so
COVID-19.
Good.
COVID-19
is still out there, baby.
So Joe Kelly in studio, 3 o'clock hour. Obviously, tons of White Sox, man. The Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson story. What is interesting about it going forward? We will begin the show there. And ramifications of, the actual baseball weekend and sweeping the Yankees and what that meant. So we got a lot to do today.
Have fun with Joe Kelly, boys. I cannot wait for this. This is going to be awesome.
It should be great. Should be great. We're very lucky that he's willing to come in studio and spend that much time with us on his off day. So thank you, Lawrence. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, boys. Have yourselves a show.
We're going to do our best. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.